Every summer, thousands of people from Seattle head up to Alaska to work in the fishing industry. This week, we're bringing you a series of stories about what their lives are like. For new immigrants, fish processing can be a great job, but the plants are usually located in very remote places. So what happens if you get hurt in a place where you don't speak the language and you don't have your family and your friends close by? Jessica Partnow has this report from Cordova, Alaska.
They say it can take forever to walk the few blocks of Main Street in Cordova because you have to stop and catch up with every person you pass. But the seasonal workers can kind of stand out.
We're having this unusually hot summer, and the other day it was like 70 or 80 degrees, and I thought I was just going to pass out.
This is Jennifer Gibbons, who runs the local paper, the Cordova Times.
And I look over, and I see this guy. He's wearing a hoodie and a wool hat. And okay, I know that guy's not from here. And I turned over and I looked at him and I said, where are you from? And he said, Sudan. I'm like, oh, well, that explains it right there, you know.
That guy she saw was Salah Haldin Adam, a fish processor at Trident Seafoods. He's a refugee from Darfur who lives in Spokane. A lot of people like him come up to Alaska hoping to save up money. For the seafood companies, the challenge is to try and make sure that new hires like Salah Haldin know what they're getting into.
This is hard work, okay? It's not for everyone.
Sean Cassidy is Human Resources Director for Trident. He's talking to about 25 hopeful seafood processors at the company's main office in Ballard.
You need to be able to stand on your feet for up to 16 hours a day in cold and wet conditions.
And it's easy to get hurt. Seafood processing is a dangerous job in a state with lots of dangerous jobs. The non-fatal injury rate for almost every industry in Alaska is higher than the national average. And manufacturing jobs like seafood processing top the list. Throw in a language barrier and even little problems can get really difficult. But none of that stopped Salah Haldin. He came up to Cordova excited to work and hoping to save up lots of money. But 3 weeks into his contract, he hurt his right hand in the freezer.
So doctor, he said, you're not working like 7 days.
Taking time off eats into the money he was hoping to save. During salmon season, time is especially precious because the run only lasts a couple of months. When Salah Haldin first got hurt, a Trident person took him to the hospital. They took an x-ray, didn't find any broken bones. But 17 days later, his hand still hurts. It's puffy and swollen. He's frustrated because he says he's been asking the company to schedule another appointment. They've been trying. But to Salah Haldin, it feels like they just keep saying tomorrow. I went to the hospital to try and learn more. And then Salah Haldin just showed up there.
So they did an x-ray?
X-ray?
Did they do an x-ray of your hand?
Yeah.
This is what it's like trying to communicate. You can definitely get the broad strokes, but the details are tricky.
And no broken bones or anything like that?
No, I don't know, but doctor, she died before.
The nurse gets Salah Haldin's ID and looks up his record.
I don't understand his good English, but because we have not have interpreter, so I want to understand.
It turns out he does actually have an appointment scheduled for the next day. Both Trident and the hospital had wanted him to wait and see the same doctor he'd seen the first time he came in. And that kind of stuff, the future tense, the idea of things that might happen or that should happen, it's really hard to understand in a language you barely speak. This would definitely be easier with an interpreter. And in the exam room, there's a flyer on the wall with a special number you can call for help.
Is we have like a e-telephone kind of that they you can select a language and...
But people don't always use the number. The companies often rely on other workers.
There's someone at the plant who speaks English fluently enough and is able to act as a translator.
That's Sean Cassidy again, HR director for Trident. The company's been trying to find ways to keep Salah Haldin working.
In this particular case, we were able to accommodate the gentleman and give him duties where he only needed to use one hand.
The seafood companies invest a lot, flying workers up to Alaska and keeping them fed and housed. They try to avoid workers' comp claims unless they're absolutely necessary.
Workers' comp, you get maybe, I think it's about two-thirds of your pay, versus if he continues to work on modified duty, then he gets full pay. And, you know, and we don't have a workers' comp claim on top of that either.
This kind of experience is why people who work with refugees say this is not the best job for a new arrival.
You have just been plopped into a brand new country. You've experienced trauma through various parts of your life, and now you have no resources or connections to the community or home that you might have.
This is Issa Brahman, who works in refugee services in Anchorage. She teaches a whole class for new arrivals about why they shouldn't go work for the seafood companies.
And it's basically like, here's the reality of what your life is going to look like if you take that fishing job.
It means breaking up whatever new life you've started to build. She says the ideal job for a new refugee is something like working at Walmart or washing dishes. Even if it's part-time and minimum wage, it gives you the chance to work your way up, and it keeps you close to people who can help. Back at the hospital, Salah Haldin got an x-ray for the second time. He walked out with his wrist in a brace and a prescription for an anti-inflammatory.
Wow, look at this.
Yeah.
You got a brace. What did they tell you?
Basically, they told him more of the same.
Can I see this?
Yep.
Rest for 7 more days and see how you feel. He said it was a relief to at least get confirmation that his injury was real. But it didn't get better. He flew back home to Spokane. He did get his workers' comp claim, but he says it's not enough money to live on. So he's struggling to find a new job in Spokane that he can do with only one hand. And for now, at least, he's given up on fishing. For KUOW, I'm Jessica Partnow.